So,
where's everybody here?
We're straggling. Okay. So, in terms of going forward, I want to do the Shaklavataria today of Shane Varegal and Karen, just the first Shaklavatarias, and then I want to talk about, again, we're going to be filling in a lot, the question of Shane and Mechalia Karna more specifically, and then, you know, connected to Regal as well. So, for that, just look up, I told you, the... first of all, regarding the Havamin about Neshicha and Karen, just the Talmud Harosh Barajba on base of base, and the Shiva Gubetz is there, the Marikatz. Okay, and then on Gimel Amud Aleph, right, the Rashi Tosis on the Rajba, we'll start with that, on the discussion of Mechalia Karna, and again, we're going to read the Gemara in just a minute. The various Rajbas and Rashi and Tosis there. Also the Me'iri on Gimel Amud Aleph. And that should be supplemented with, you know, just looking at the Psukim also, in Mishpatim, which we alluded to, but we're going to talk a little bit more about. The Gemara later on, in the beginning of the second parak, beginning of the first parak, beginning of the second parak, after being kind of read together, the first Mishnah and the Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph to Yud Zayin Amud Beis, starting from the Mishnah. And let's start with the Shane part first, and then we'll fill in the Regal part. But starting from the Mishnah Yud Zayin, going till again the strange Habamina about being Mechalik between the Behema and Achaya, till the Salik Miregal Pasach. Berek, till Tan Rabbanan, basically. Okay, that's on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Tosas there on the Mishnah, and the Shittim Gubetzas in the name of the Me'iri on the Mishnah, I think it's page 62, column 2. Tosas der Masel Ketzad. And also just look at the different Rishonim in the Shittim Gubetzas, just easier than pointing out the individual ones. On page 63, column 1, the Rush, Dibra Maskel Tana, it's a Tosa Rush, really. You could also have it in the back of the Gemara. And especially, you know, from there, I would say 63, column 1, starting with the Rush, Tosa Rush, Tana, through till 64, column 1. Okay? That's in the beginning of the second parak. And regarding the toldos of Shane, here on the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph, you know, the Schacha and all of that, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, Al-Atar, and also look at the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel on that Gemara, and the Shittim Gubetzes, the citation of the Rimi Gash, the famous thing, on Yud Ches Amud Beis and the Shittim Gubetzes there. So let's start with that. And as a hakdama to that, I want to start just, I keep saying I was going to, you know, do the survey, so I guess we'll do the survey. Okay. So what I have in mind with the survey is to continue basically what we have, you know, been doing and discussing. By that I mean, essentially we've been trying to figure out, right, the relationships here. And I don't know why I think I forgot to read the right piece of paper here, but it doesn't really matter. Okay, so we spent a little time on Karen. We still have some outstanding questions to discuss in Karen, clearly. I say everything is a work in progress. But we've definitely already touched on the relationship between Polyniska Mamona, Polyniska Knossa, how mutually exclusive each of those views are, how radical they are, whether they're different perspectives in this case, Mamon, whether they also affect the question of a Karen Muad, if there is such a thing, Mitchila, or the status of a Karen after it becomes a Muad through the process of Hada'ah. Does the initial perspective that you have on Palganiska, whether it's Knossa or Mamono, what that means, affect that as well. A question in general, which is, you know, part of the same question, what really is the difference fundamentally between Keren Muad Mitrila, Nakash, Bardalas, Ari, if that really exists? Again, it seems to be a Machlokas or Rishonim, whether you need the transition from Tam and Muad. That might be part of the Rabbeinu Tam story, it might be part of other people's story, but assuming that you don't, so how different is Keren Muad Mitrila from Shein Berega, for example? Something to think about. How different is a Keren Muad through the process of Hadah from Shein Berega? Right? How different are Keren, a Muad Mitrila, if it exists, and Keren Al Yidei Hadah from each other, basically. So a lot of these questions also revolve around something else that we've been touching on and we have to pin down much further, and that is the relationship between the factor of Meshuna and Kavanah Sobhazik, which we already made reference to as well. There's mixed evidence in all the different sugyas regarding the weight of these two concepts, right? And as we noted, one could have said that, again, it's tested a little bit by Keren Mechuberes, because, again, normally, l'halacha, we consider it to be Meshuna, but the Habamina was that you're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalem B'Torah Muad, right? So again, if it isn't all a question of where to draw the line in terms of the numbers, as we discussed, what are we really talking about? What does Meshuna mean, number one? Does it mean, mathematical frequency, probability, the likelihood of something happened, therefore it being something that is, anticipatable? Is it how bizarre the Nezek actually is? What do we mean by Meshuna? Maybe that's some of the differences between, let's say, Regel, which is, Hezekel Matsui, let's say, and cases of Keren, even after being, even if it's a Muad Mitzchila, or even after Hadah, right? Maybe the frequency now is the same, right? But the Chepta Shel Nezek or Shel Maisa Hezek, etc., might still be different. So these are still questions, and you have to look through a number of subjects, which I hope we'll have a chance to do, just to, how do we define Meshuna in these contexts? But what about cases where there's no Meshuna? Can there still be Keren if it's Kavanah Sobhazik? Or opposite cases where there's no Kavanah Sobhazik, right, but, it's Meshuna. What's Koveya for Keren? Are Meshuna and Kavanah Sobhazik basically, one idea? The Rav thought in particular, but it seems like some Rishonim think, that may be the case. And if that is true, which idea is it? Is it that, things that are Meshuna are not, they're not normal conduct, of people's business, and therefore, we always look at it as mazik, or is it the opposite? I guess if you philosophically think that, the world is a peaceful, harmonious place, then Kavanah Sobhazik, is always Meshuna. So, or is it possible that Meshuna and Kavanah Sobhazik are the same, or they point to the common, denominator between them, namely, to what extent we look at Keren as the work of the animal, right, as opposed to, the lapse of the bite, right? The more, that we emphasize Kavanah Sobhazik, which is something associated with the animal, the more we think that something is Meshuna, right, the less we associate it, with the owner in terms of things that are typical of owning an animal, like, an animal eats and an animal, moves and walks and sometimes, stomps on things. So that, that's not on the animal, if you're, if you own a pet or you own an animal, right, or a cheese factory or a future dinner, whatever it is, then that part of that is, the achila and the regel and so on and so forth. But maybe it isn't bizarre behavior, and it isn't, Kavanah Sobhazik. That's all on the That's the animal going rogue, as I mentioned. So that's on the animal. So this is a question we have to keep thinking about. If there are, if it's not, Mishuna as a shiur in Kavanas al-Hazak, or Kavanas al-Hazak as a shiur in Mishuna, it still may end up being two sides of the same coin, but it's really just about that idea, the idea of breaking the tziruf to the bailim, and putting most of the onus of what took place on the animal itself. And that would be very important to know. Or no, maybe Mishuna and Kavanas al-Hazak are two different things, two requirements, or maybe Kavanas al-Hazak is Karen and Mishuna is just Tam. So these are things that we haven't yet seen the evidence for, but already the chiluk between Karen Tlusha and Karen Mechuberes, the possibility that Karen Tlusha could be Potter Legamri, and the possibility that Karen Mechuberes could be Chayev Legamri, already tests our initial impressions, let's say, about the relationship of these different factors. So these, have to be sorted out as we continue. I just don't want to do it all at once because then we'll never move. So as we fill it out, we'll be seeing more and more evidence for some of these ideas and how they fit in with each other. The question of Karen Tam in the Rishus, of the Mazik is also something we have to think about. And whether there's a difference between, Adam and Shor. All those questions are going to be part of our overall comprehensive assessment of Karen Tam and of Karen Muad. So these are very, very important issues that we need to continue to explore regarding Karen. How different Karen is, Karen Tam and Karen Muad from Shane and Regel, whether or not it can integrate with them into a category, is also something that we need to think about. We're going to get to that in just a minute in our quick survey. The question of what the word shor means in the Mishnah and whether or not it encompasses all three, which is the view that the Rambam took, l'halacha in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Niskei Mamon, that the word shor may include Karen, Shane, and Regel. Again, it's very possible that's why I want to just identify the lines in the Gemara that are important. It's very possible that, these questions are not just, technical questions, what the words mean, and therefore what the sources of these halachos, but that, the natural groupings themselves attest to, a single mechayev, multiple mechayevim, the type of mechayevim, etc. Obviously, the more distant, the more different these things are from each other, right, the less justification there is using a single word, to convey or to transmit information about all of them, together, or speaking about them as one unit. Because remember, the Gemara and the Mishnah aren't just, listing. That in itself would require some sort of discretion. And, clearly that, would be something we would expect. But more than that, the Mishnah already, and then the Gemara even more extensively, is constantly testing lo reze, they're constantly testing whether or not how different these things are from each other, to the extent that you can learn one from the other. So the question of, what comes under what heading and what's a unified heading and what is not, is going to be more than symbolically or more than, let's say, epistemologically significant. It's going to really possibly very much shed light now on and especially if the distinctions or the groupings, are questionable maskat. In other words, at the end of the day, if I say, Shor includes Karen, Shane, and Regel, and let's say Mava means Adam, and then, Bor is Bor and Aish is Aish, so again, just to be fair about it, you might say that doesn't tell us anything about the relationship between Karen, Shane, and Regel. It just tells us that, relative to, the others, namely Bor, Adam, and Aish, you know, the shores have more in common with each other than they do with the others, right? But doesn't mean that, you know, the three shores are, you know, b'chadamachta, right? However, you know, if there's more leeway, and if, you know, especially if the distinctions are, if some of the, you know, cases are other cases, like if, you know, if we're grouping two together and not the third, right, then obviously that will be much more significant. So I just want to identify these questions as we move forward to it. Okay, so I guess the basic idea that I wanted to transmit was as follows. So far we've discussed the question of different mechayvim. And again, the more we think, you know, that like Rebelbel, Hatzada Shava Shavahen, that in the end of the day, Hilchoseim aside, and Hilchoseim will be either Xeris HaKasuvs or compensations or, you know, small Giluye Milsa. So then, again, this whole exercise that I'm about to embark on, you know, could be Lahadil Torah Lahadira, just, you know, what might have been in a different world, and maybe that's the end of it, or it just is really, again, epistemological, just how do you know this, how do you know that, what would you have said if you had this, if you had that, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And in the end of the day, the chilukim are just, you know, to show you what, maybe even the chilukim are, or the discussions are just a discussion of how expansive the Tzad HaShava ends up being, frankly, as we'll discuss. The more you think, on any level, that the Avos Hazikim constitute different Mechaibim, right? So then, again, the order in the Psukim, the order in the Mishnayos, the groupings, right? The, you know, the Havaminas, you know, of drawing lines for this and for that, you know, and so on, they really become very fertile, you know, ground, you know, for reinforcing this idea that, you know, we're dealing with different Mechaibim. And that is really, you know, where we're coming from. So, again, in the extreme, let's say, you can illustrate it by, you know, by a few different cases, like, you know, boar. You know, everybody will agree that, you know, boar is the most technically, certainly, you know, mechudash or different of the Avos Hazik, right? That's explicit because the Gemara itself says on Hamud Beis, right, that, you know, take any other one and, you know, group a Shadi Bar Mi Benayu and you're good to go. Or you would have been good to go if not for Hilchos Hosein. Or you're good to go with Hilchos Hosein. The two perspectives that we're talking about, right? By saying that, that's after the Gemara did a lot of, you know, heavy lifting and basically came, you know, it became very clear that Bor is the most Mechudash of the Avos. But at the end of the day, what are we really going to say? And that's really our Mechaibim question again. Are we saying that all these, you know, might have, it's all might have beens? In other words, Tchilas Asiyaso Lenezek, you know, Bailus, you know, Indarko Leilucha Lahazik. In the end, that it doesn't make Bor any different than any other. Again, it doesn't make it different because it still shares something in common, or we look at Bor in a certain way, or there's a certain fluidity, you know, in you know, like, you know, you don't need, you know, all three, you know, factors, full-blown factors, you know, to be considered, you know, mitzuref enough to this hezek to have to pay for it. Maybe you just need to be, you know, you need some of them. So maybe the some of them are different. That's a way, I think I mentioned the other day, of keeping the idea of mechaibim, you know, different mechaibim in some sense, and still a unified, you know, theory. But what I'm asking about really, in other words, is, in a more extreme way, is, in the end of the day, are we saying that, you know, Bor, if you want to say Tzad HaShava, like in the strictest way, most orthodox way, so are we really saying that, you know, Bor, which looks so different, isn't really so different after all? We should say, you know, the Bailus, Shnei Dvarim, Shnei Masusha Saladam, Asana Kosov Kila Brishus. It's the equivalent of Bailus. Right? Or bilus is never really required. It's always bilus is zero. Two different things to say, but we'll get to the same place. Tchilas asiyaso, you know, lenezek, etc. You know, you know, Edison really would bore. Maybe it compensates a little in the case of bore for the lack of, you know, activity. So maybe on the contrary, maybe that's what gives you early activity. In other words, in every other nezek, you know, which is an active act, so we look at it narrowly in terms of the, you know, the moment of the hezek, right? And in the case of bore, if we were to do that, it would be passive. You know, all the things that the Rajba would say about it would be true, right? Nobody owns it at this moment. You know, the other guy's walking into it. You know, the boar isn't, you know, doing anything, right? So maybe the right way to look at it is that when you dug that, you know, boar, it was like a delayed Maisa Hezek, you know, if somebody ends up being, you know, as a result, you know, tripping and or slipping and falling into it. In which case, so you might even be saying that Tchilas Asiyos Ol Nezek, right, is a compensating factor that allows you to get to the Tzarashah. Right? Something like that. Or that Bor proves that Choser Shmira is behind everything. Because at the end of the day, if it's, you know, or Bailus of the Dabar Shenizak Bo is behind everything. You know, if I dilute out, you know, the Bailus point or the Choser Shmira point, you know, to such an extent, then, you know, bore. And again, maybe use some of these other factors if they aren't just Havaminas as ways of getting you, you know, to that. That as opposed to saying, so then in the end, or, a totally different approach, and that is that bore, instead of being the outlier, is the avtipus, you know, it's the uber mazik, or avos nizik. Because really what avos nizikin are about is being maksik, a mazik, you know, in your rishus. Just that, you know, being maksik, we'll talk much more about this. Being maksik, a mazik in your rishus, you know, when nothing happens, you know, so nothing happens. It's not a knas, we're talking about a chiyuv mamon. But when something happens, so the mechayiv is, you know, having this mazik, you know, and you know, allowing him or to be a mazik. When you dig a pit, so it's by definition a mazik. When you have an animal, you know, as long as it's under lock and key, or you're doing, you know, nothing has happened as a result of some, you know, bailus, you know, behavior. So then you're not being machzik mazik; you're being machzik an animal. But the second that you aren't shomer kiroi or whatever it is, you know, then harboring this mazik is which ends up, you know, with a financial, cost, is something that you're chayiv for. But you're not chayiv for what the animal did, because the animal did that. You're chayiv for harboring a mazik. So I'm saying, if you take the view that all the avos nezikin, I'm just trying to show, with boar, you could do the same exercise with eish. Eish is probably the, you know, I guess you could say, the second most mechudash, you know, because ein bo ruach chayim. Well, we're going to talk about each one very, very extensively. You could talk about the same thing about Karen Tav, I guess. Except, you know, then you get caught up with Palganiska, Mamona, Palganiska, Shnasa. Right? But if you get past that, you take what I'm thinking, what I'm suggesting is the riff in the Rambam view and the view of many other Mefarshim, you know, which is not Kipshuto, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So there too, like, you know, the fact that, you know, it's Chatzi Nezek. All I'm saying is, the more you work with Mechayvim, the easier it is to say that these distinctions continue to be kovar. So that Bor, maybe the Mechayv is Asiyas HaMazik, but not any other Mazik. Right? And maybe Kavanasa LaHazik in Karen, at least the Chumrah of Karen, you know, that there's no Petubrishus HaRabim, maybe that really is what's kovar. Maybe in some mazikin it makes much more sense, or nezikin, that it's choser shmira, and in others it's the tzirut to the ma'isa hezek. But if you take the view that everything is atzad shabbos shabahen, you know, and hilchos seim, you know, which is either compensatory, gzeiros hakasuv, or what I said before, then you know you're mostly going to be looking for, you know, that big magic bullet, you know, ownership. You know, choser shmira, that'll work in all cases, ownership. or tziruf to ownership, or tziruf to creation. But some of the other ones, well, no. Okay. So what I want to do, just very briefly, this is the exercise, is just to go through the Shaka B'Tari and the Gemara quickly before we pin down, just like we did with Karen Mechuberes. What do the Rishonim really say about it? And we're going to do that also. But before we get very specific, let's start thinking for our next topic. We still have more to do on Karen, but let's start thinking about the other shores first. Shane and Regel. So let's just pin down, even in the first few dapim, right, what it is that the Gemara, Shakra Vitaria kind of implies about Shane and Regel, their relationship to each other, how different they are from each other, how similar they are, how different and similar they are to Karen. What factors, you might have made, you might have been mistaken about, and are these, quantitative or qualitative mistakes, etc. So I just want to kind of form those impressions. That's why I wanted to look at Beis through Vav in general for all of them. But it's part of this question, how different they are. Okay. Good. So, Yoni, you want to... Where were we? What's that? Yeah, correct.
Mashna shnal gabe adam dichtiv ki gach mashna gabe behima dichtiv ki go adam dichtiv le mazala dichtiv ki gach behima dichtiv le mazala dichtiv ki go.
Right, we've talked about that a little bit. Okay, keep going. Okay, now we also talked about the 2 days in Tosis. Maybe I'll take a minute on Thursday to just talk about the Rambam a little bit on Mu'ad L'Adam, Mu'ad L'Behema, but mostly we have to do that sugya separately. But what we're interested in the bigger picture right now, which we already got a little bit from the Tosis, again, is this question of whether Hada'ah was like a perfectly natural process of defining, revealing, or establishing on a Shmira level that there is Hergel, and therefore we're dealing with a kind of something closer to Shem Regel, or again, a transformation, creating a Shem Mazik, and again, to create it and to undo it, how formalistic is that, or is it just all pure psychology? That we discussed already. Good. Okay. Yeah. So the Havamina, this Havamina I don't think we need to spend so much time on. The Shicha Tolda the Sheini. Although again, just one comment I would make, just like the same comment that we'll make in a second about, Be'ita or Drisa and Regel, and that is that the Havamina was what? That the reason that Neshicha would be part of Shane is on a Tzura level, right? On a Tzura level, obviously, Neshicha is something that you use your tooth with for. I guess it's biting and eating, are technically, very similar, actions. Okay, but of course, with respect to the motivation behind them, right, and how, the extent to which we're dealing with either a mazik or a hefsid caused by natural process, right, there kiruchok mizukamak. So again, I don't know, whether this is like it's not like the Gemara is taking this very seriously. The Gemara is just asking. I think this is more like a rhetorical question. Isn't Neshicha Shane? Yeah, go ahead. So the Gemara says, no, Hanola Zeka. So here's where the Gemara, for the first time, right, defines it defines the question of what? Of Shane. Okay? Now, the factor of Hana Lehazeka is very, very, the factor of Hana Lehazeka is very suggestive. And we're going to have to, analyze it. We find that, you know, the factor of Hana, right, plays different roles in different areas of halacha. So just we should be thinking about it. It could be that this is, you know, an exception to that. For example, what do we find? You know, what Hana, sometimes the Kula, sometimes the Kumra.
Misasek b'chalav v'arayos.
Excellent. Misasek b'chalav v'arayos. Right? Your chayiv. Shekeinen. Right? So there's a Kumra. And what's that based on?
Rabbi has said before, it's kind of mitzarif you to the Maisa, somehow.
I think there are two ways. One is that it's mitzarif you to the Maisa.
Or l'mais you did the totsah, because harayu you got hana, so memela you chayiv.
That's a tzirif or something separate?
Maybe something separate.
Yeah. So that, and this I think, you know, kind of identifies exactly both, you know, perspectives. Sometimes hana is a mitzaref, or in some cases it eliminates the mitzaref, right? In other words, if there's some legal question whether who did it, right? So the person who derives the benefit from it is connected to it. Because that's what we have in misasek, 100%, right? The misasek is you know, a situation where either there is no maisa, or it's a compromised maisa, or there's a disembodied maisa. We leave it for now. And that's one way of understanding misasek, b'chalav v'arayos shechayiv shekeinena, is that you are, you know, normally this would be, oh, this is inadvertent, it happened. You know, it just, you know, no one did it. You know, it was a consequence of other things. It was we'll call it a byproduct, right? Lacking stature. But if you're nana from it, then you're connected to it. Okay. So here, for example, we're talking about Shane. Just start thinking about it. But here the Shane is a mitzaref to the behema, right? You're not necessarily mitzaref to the adam. Right. So that's one. On the other hand, like misasek chay b'chalav v'arayos, the other shot is that really misasek is misasek, and it's, you know, if you're looking from the perspective of the maisa, it's a byproduct, it's inferior, he didn't do it, it just got done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, you know, there are certain dinim where even if you didn't do the maisa, just being nene from certain things is the mechayev. Then you have to figure out which things, which, you know, which not. So maybe when it comes to chalav and varayos, you know, being nana mehem, even if you didn't, you know, eat them officially, legally, of course you ate them. I mean, let's say formally it's not considered nachila, right? But, you know, the fact is that you, the mechayiv is it. So here, also here, the question might be that, meaning is the point in Shein Varegel. And that's what we sometimes call, you know, mishtarshi. Like if somebody is nene, right, as a result, you know, if he's, I mean, it's a sugya a little bit later on, right, in Daf Chaf, he definitely will do, you know, the sugya of zenene v'zechaser, or zenene v'zelochaser, or zechaser v'zelonene. So, right, what happens in those cases? And in Shane, an interesting, important question is, you know, you're mishalei mashahizik, typically. You know, but in cases where you're potter and shein, you know, mimashahizik, you're still going to be chayv mimashanene. Ah. So, the reason for that is this kind of idea, right? This idea of, you know, of the mechayev being nene on somebody else's back, zenene v'zekoser, you know, might be its own mechayev. It's not just a shiur in Maisa Hezek or Maisa Hefzen, etc. So this idea that we define Shein by Hana'aso, I'm saying is suggestive when we look at it in the framework of, you know, the role that Hana'a plays, broadly speaking. Hana'a is a mitzarev, right? Personal Hana'a is a mitzarev, you know, which defines something, connects something to you. Or Hana as a Mechayiv. Hana as a Mechayiv here is a little tricky because, as I say, you really pay Masha Hizik, not Masha Nene. But maybe still, you know, maybe Hana can still play a bridge role. So we'll speak about it. Yeah.
The Hana also connected to Gezela.
Say that again?
Is the Hana here also connected more to Gezela?
What do you mean Gezela?
Meaning as opposed to normal Hezek, where you're only damaging, not benefiting.
It'd be like the Lecha Mishnah.
Right.
And then you're going to associate with the bailin, but it's hana of the animal. But right. Unless you think the bailin's hana because they don't now have to feed the animal or something like that. Does Sher is suggesting based on the again that line in the Lecha Mishnah that was called the Lamazik as an example, right? When the Lecha Mishnah was trying to explain, right, why it is that you are mechalek, seemingly mechalek. Well, the Rambam is mechalek, and then he alludes to it again in Nichos Tshuva, Perek Beis. You know, between Mazik and Chovel, right? That you need Pius, and you need Ritzui and all of that for Gozel and for Chovel, right? But you don't need it for Mazik, even though the Rambam in Nichos Tshuva, and by implication in Nichos Chovel, thinks that you are an Abarian and you need Vidui. Right? So one of the things the Lecha Mishnah said was because in Geneva and Gezela, you're Nene, as opposed to Mazik. He was talking about Odom Mazik, of course. But you're pointing out here that this is in Niske Mamon, right? If Hana bring Nene from the Nezek is an element that goes into the definition of Geneva Gezela, if it does, not simply the Tzura or the Kenyan, etc., then that maybe is a factor as well here. Right? Interesting. Could be. That's something to think about. Yeah?
I was thinking about Hana on my own. Maybe it neutralizes an otherwise.
Well, again, that's one of the examples that we...
That might be less than the tariff and more just like a technical...
I don't want to get into all that right now, but basically when we discuss that, we discuss it in those, meaning either it is, just to neutralize, again, Josh is referring to the Rambam in Hilchos, a bunch of them actually, but the Rambam in Hilchos Bechira, and the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, and maybe a discrepancy between the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus and Hilchos Mechira. I mean, what is the status of an Orev? Because the Gemara says in Balmasra about an Orev, Bahi Anod, that the other guy listens to him, so you are Kogamar, Umeshabed Nakshe, the Gemara in the end of Balmasra. So there too, there's an interesting question. Like, for example, in Kiddush, are you Mekadesh with the Hana? Are you Mekadesh with the... Or is that just what makes, the Arev like a Makabel, basically? Is it basically just the Hana is a way to neutralize the Eskaivos, because normally it would be an Asmachta, but since he's Nene, so I don't want to get too much into it, but I think that there too, it follows this pattern. The point is that I don't want to get caught up too much in it right now. We'll get back to it. But Hana as a factor in Shane is something which suggests, connections to how you look at the Hezek. Now, another way to look at Hana in Shane, again, especially if you want to, genericize everything or generalize everything, slightly two different things, but very similar, is the way Tosis understands it on Gimel and Beis, which I told you to look at, but we didn't get to yet. Namely, Aryeh, Tosis Gimel and Beis. Remember the Gemara de Havamina, that Kavanosa Lahazik and that Hana Lahazeko would be Kulas, not Chumras. Okay? Right? There would be reason to be poter you, not to be mechayev you. And then the Gemara turned around on Dalet Amud Aleph. That's one of the things, I just want to get these on the record just for today, and then we'll move quickly through the Daf in just a second. But then the Gemara changed its mind and said, no, they're chumra, they're reason to be machmir, not reason to be nekel. That's quite at 180. It just shows you how flexible these things are, but you know, and how you can just understand them differently. So I think there might be other explanations, but Tosas in particular, you know, suggests what explanation? Moshe?
Yeah, because there's hana, it's harder to watch, so you're helping much.
That these are shiurim in the difficulty of shmira. Do you have the line? Which in turn dictates whether or not choser shmira is a kind of a pshia.
The pshia of pasha shayav al lishmar shor shibakal hayayachal shomro she'en kukul lahazik kevin she'en hana lazika abo she'en she'yesh hana lazika hava ke'en onus shalo hayayachal lishomro koka kevin she'en dochak lachal lahanasa lo raya she'en she'en kamanasa lahazik ve'en yitataka v'kal yachal lishomro karaya karen nekmanasa lahazik yitataka ve'en yachal lishomro koka.
Yeah. So it seems like what Tosas is saying is that the factor, again, we don't paskin that way, but it's an interesting thought, right? That that shane, that hana l'shane, you know, is, it might have been a kula. This is not what we say in the halacha, but might have been a kula because, you know, it raises the bar, you know, for the difficulty of shmira, you know, which in turn makes choser shmira, you know, less of a candidate, you know, for being the mechayev. So in addition to being a good, you know, we had the 2 days in Rashi and Tesla base, and then we had, you know, numerous lines already in the, we had, you know, Sefer Batim earlier in the year, and then we just saw the Shittu Kubetzes the other day. You know, a lot of people who take this view that some or all of the, you know, mechayevim of this Kemamon is Choser Shmira. Again, you know, it's a great way to read the second Mishnah, and it's a very good way to read the first Mishnah too, right? Ushmirasa nolecha. Not that, you know, if you do it right, it's a patur onus, which is the other alternative, but that, you know, you have the chiyuv shmira, and therefore there's always a choser shmira. If you have that view, like our life would be much easier. I mean, if you have that view across the board, in other words, all in this came on, are choser shmira. Even boar can be choser shmira. You created the boar, therefore shmiras on alakha. You didn't watch the boar, therefore you're mechayiv for choser shmira. Right? You know, so then the question is, you know, on the one hand, you know, you should, you know, anticipate more that this could happen because, you know, Yesh Hana Lehezeko, so, you know, there's more of a negligence not watching it, but there's also less of a negligence because it takes more to, you know, to hold back, you know, this hungry, you know, animal, you know, Behua did on the Kavanos Lehezek. But if we don't take the view that everything is about choser shmira, you know, then, you know, then we're looking for other things. So then the idea that this is about, you know, how maybe it's about hezek or mazik or the tziruf, etc., or mechayiv, you know, of shekei nene, you know, but one which expands, he's nene, and therefore even the hezek that's connected to the nene is something that you're chayiv for, that's a different perspective. Yeah.
So I know that it's in Mochavik, but the simple reading of Tosis and Konis regarding you could be chayiv for shame of somebody else's animal, the animal that belonged to you. Really,
well, again, and that's, you know, Shmira.
Right.
The Shmira gets you.
But we're saying maybe that is Tosis taking a common denominator behind all of the Zik and really about being from Shmira.
Right.
If you read Tosis that way.
Yeah, could be. Again, the other way to look at it is that there, that's a question of what concepts Bailo is for talking about that. And who's Nichnas Takas Abailo? A Gazlan, a Shomer. You know, a de facto bailus legabe, you know, mazik in terms of the tziruf to the maisa hezek or the bank account, you know, those kind of things. But either way, okay, let's continue because I want to get through the
According to Tosos' understanding, does that then mean the shame almost closer to Karen than just the regal? It's almost rephrasing Hanna Lahazeka as Kavana Lahazeka Lahanas Atma.
Well, but we don't know what we're saying about regal at this point, at that point, do we? Right. I mean, again, it's a good question. No, let's hold off until we get to it because, again, this is you know, a particular view, you know, depending on how you read Shor and Mishnah and where that leaves regal vis-a-vis Karen and Shane. So, you know, if regal is like the odd man out, you know, then connecting, you know, Karen, you know, and Shane might make more sense anyway. But the question is whether you don't have an equivalent, you know, of a difficulty of Shmira, you know, in Regel just by virtue of Matzoi, let's say. But if not, then it would separate them. But we'll see other indications that are even stronger of whether we separate Shane from Regel. Okay, so, yeah. Yeah.
Is it possible that, like a Rambam approach, that, like, what
Hana, a which approach?
Like a Rambam approach?
Yeah.
That all Hana is doing is just making it kind of darko of the behema.
Making it?
Like darko of the behema?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think that's the simplest pshat. Okay. Especially if you want to say, if you don't want to distinguish it from Regel, you know, so Regel is Matsui and Shane is, you know, is Hana. I mean, these are you know, that's not a Mechayev Bifnei. These are, that basically these are just two ways of saying Derech, you know, Behema. It's not Mazik, right? It's just, that's what Behemas do. They walk, they eat, right? You're 100% right, and that might be the maskana. I'm just saying, if we zero in, if we're looking in terms of mechayvim, and that and Shane being something distinctive, that's Karen being something distinctive because it's kavanos al hazik, Shane being something distinctive, you know, because it's, you know, nana, you know, Regel being something distinctive because it's matzur, distinguished from each other, you know, then you wouldn't say that. I think the Rambam, remember that the Rambam puts all three shores together. But he likes that view of that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. And as I think I already indicated, in Perek Aleph, you know, he barely even mentions the difference between Karen, Shane, and Varegel, and that makes it sound like it's, you know, it's small compensation, you know, and the default is anyway Karen. And, you know, but of course, if it's this and that, it'll be, you know, it's this small difference and that small difference, but it's all one halacha, which I think is what leads into Perek Beis and the possibility that we could continue going, you know, in terms of Chatzi Nezek, Nezek Shalem, maybe even Tam and Mur, etc. So I totally agree with you. What I'm saying, I'm kind of looking for an alternative in the Shak Levitari, the Gemara, and maybe even the halacha, if we want to distinguish them, but 100%. Especially if we link Shane and Regel together, then what we're basically saying is that each one of their salient characteristics, you know, is something in common, and mostly, you know, the fact that it's double rug. Yeah. Okay, so where are we, Yoni? Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so now I just want to zero in on, you know, if there's anything here now that's, you know, this should be bolded or, you know, spotlighted. Okay? Go ahead. So what's the makar?
Yeshiva.
Okay. Anything significant about that?
Same.
Excellent. Right? So this is the question. Okay, these are, we don't have answers, but just reading the Shaka Vataria, these are the questions. The Shilach of Bier is one pasuk. And again, you know, just we'll see the way that we should just examine the psukim inside, but I think we have already a little bit. In Parshas Mishpat, if you have two parshios, you know, then the default implication is that these are quite different. Again, it could end up being just Gilui Emilsa. You might have thought this, you might have thought that, you might have thought the next thing. But at the end of the day, the treatment, two parshios stand out. You know, one parsha, two psukim, less so. Right? One pasuk, you know, that stands out in the other direction. How about one word? Right? Even better. So, and then it doesn't prove anything. You can say anything about anything. But in terms of just raising the question and indications where you're likely to see this expressed, if the overall evidence is that there's a debate about all this, these are things to take notice of. That's all I'm suggesting. So, one pasuk, two different words at the moment, but one pasuk. Okay. Chenu Omer.
Chenu Omer, Kasher Yivaher,
Okay. So what do you make of that? Something exciting or eh?
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. Very, right? Why? I mean, explain. Okay, so we'll get to the ignoring of regel, we'll get to in a minute. But even more important than that, but again, it you know, works a little with the ignoring of regel, perhaps, is the distinction itself. Correct? Why? The Gemara Sahavamina here, right? That you need two psukim, one for Mechalia Karna, one for Eina Mechalia Karna. I mean, that you, if not, that you wouldn't know. Can you just read the next line, Ken? Might as well. The Hashta. Okay, so two things here, right? Like, you know, it's, again, it's subtle, but it's important. So what do you make of the distinction? Is this like a quantitative thing? Is it an obvious thing? Is it like, you know, so obvious that, you know, we're troubled why we don't make this distinction? And we already had one of these with, you know, Karen, you know, Talosh and Karen Klusha and Karen Bechuberis, right? We thought that was pretty sensational, right? So what about this one? Mechalia Karna, lo Mechalia Karna. Right? Would you have thought that that would matter? Like if they told you there's like, you know, you do, we need to, you know, we might need two psukim for shame. Well, would you have gone? Would you have like embraced that idea?
Probably not.
Why not?
It sounds like a like once you mean a threshold, you damage. It's like you damage. It doesn't matter.
Or even put it this way. So, what is it? I mean, what's Mechalia Karna?
Like
first of all, it's nothing to do with Shmira. That's clear. There's nothing to do with bailus. I mean, the normal factors that we, if we're genericizing, put it this way, if we're tzadashaveing, on the surface, again, I'm not telling you, we have to see what the mefarshim say about it. The pashtas, like the first impression, default, right? Nothing to do with chos shmira, shouldn't affect it. Nothing to do with bailus, right? Nothing to do with, I'll add a word now, hepsid. But what it might have to do with is, meaning, does in the end of the day, assuming that there's no difference in hepsed, I'm saying, but default, we'll see what the Rishonim do, how that's very telling, because some of them just couldn't believe it, you know. So we'll talk, right? But what I mean by no hepsed is, something's Mechalia Karna or it's low Mechalia Karna, you know, it doesn't make a difference to the Bailim. I mean, it's the same loss. It's $100. Or it's $1,000, or it's $5. You know, the amount isn't affected. What do I care whether it's you know, it's Mechalia Karna or lo Mechalia? It's utterly obliterated, or you know that, you know, there's something left. Who cares, right? If the din of Nizkei Mamon in Shane is a din in Hefsed Mamon, Gram Hefsed Mamon, Mitzirufla Hefsed Mamon, right? It has nothing to do with bailus, has nothing to do with chos shmir, nothing to do with tziruf, you know, to the maisa hezek, presumably, right? What does that have to do with? What does that have to do with it all? Only one thing, seemingly. Yoni? The maisa hezek or the cheftas shel nezek, one or the other. I mean, they're basically the same thing. I mean, this is a din in the difference, and that's why I used the expression before of hefsed. The hefsed mammon is the same. The loss is the same. The bank account is depleted exactly the same. The only question is this a formal maisa hezek? A formal chefza shel nezek? Or, since it's not mechalia karna, right, it doesn't qualify. Right? Oh. So that's a very important question. That is a very important question. To be chayav for niske mamon, does there have to be a maisa hezek or a chefta shel nezek? Right? On the Iser side, certainly that could be a factor. It doesn't have to be. You know, maybe, you know, again, the din Torah that my bank account, you know, only pays for you know, nezek, not for things that happen that cause hefsed mamon. It has to be a formal act of nezek or mazik. Right? I think it's irrelevant to tziruf lebailim. But the extent to the bailim are associated with this, as opposed to just being the owner, nebuch, and the bank account, irrelevant. But what the din of what I'm obligated to pay for, the designation of it, the formal depiction of it, right? Well, that's an amazing thing. Yeah?
Why can't it be about a threshold in hefsed mamon?
Threshold of hefsed mamon? I mean, because the amount, well, we'll see what the Rishonim, some Rishonim try to turn it into that. The pashtus, mechal yakar, lo mechal, if it means obliteration, right, then it has nothing to do with the, it has to do with the quality vis-a-vis the capacity and potential. It doesn't have to do with the, again, unless you think so, oh, it grows back, so it doesn't really have it, because you don't really, you know, measure value that way. That's, we'll get to it. I'm just saying the pashtus before you get to that. If mechal yakarna means, obliteration, if it's pitashnus of the Gemara, then it's a formal din in chefta shel nezek or maisa hezek. That's all I'm saying. We'll see that Rishonim who did conniptions, you know, what do they think it meant? Okay, well, let's hold off on that for now. So then the Gemara says, no, hashidu kima regel, shein lo mechal yakarna minolan, dumi de regel. So that becomes also very suggestive. What do you mean, dumi de regel? Right, there are two ways to read dumi de regel. Right, one is since you know everything is generic, or maybe it isn't all generic, but you know if we're learning shein and regel from one pasuk, right? You don't have to say everything is generic in order to say that shein and regel are one theme, right? I mean, bor can be a different mechayev, and adam can be a different mechayev, and eish can be a different mechayev, you know, and even karen could be a different mechayev, and shein v'regel could still be one thing, right? And what Isaac said before, like the Rambam presents it, and there's a lot of evidence for that, as we'll see, you know, some of the things to I gave you to look up. And, oh, by the way, and look at the smag in Sefer Mitzvos, and I think I mentioned earlier in the year, but we didn't get to it yet, the Rabbi Ruchem Frischel Parallels piece. Also, on whether we count Shane and Regal separately or not. But we'll try to do a quick job of it, move more quickly. But the point is, right, when the Gemara is considering Mechal Yakarna as a factor, you know, more likely what we're saying is, you know, that again, that there's a din here in the tzura of the nezek and the echus of the nezek, right? And you definitely don't have that in regel, right? So we'll see in a moment where would a regel have been. But the more you emphasize the chiluk between mechal yakarna lo mechal yakarna, or you, especially if you say it's only been mechal yakarna, never mind. Even if you say you need two psukim, if the two psukim are megala milsa. That you know that all we care about is hefsed, we don't care about mechal yakarna. That's great. If the two psukim are no, we care about this distinction. We just think that partial, you know, you don't need obliteration to constitute a chefsed shel nezek or maisa hezek. Right. So where are you now with regel? But when the Gemara says dumi de regel, so again, the two ways to look at it is one is oh, it's all one pasuk. You know, so. So what we're saying, it's a, you know, it's a gili milsa that you don't need lemaisa imachal yakarna. Right, that's one way to read it. The other way to read it, of course, is that the Gemara is doing a 180-degree turn. What they're saying is, listen, now we know that the pasuk is teaching us shein and regel, one pasuk, right? The same pasuk. How can they be the same pasuk, right? If they're not, you know, a basically the same mechayev, right? In regal, you don't have the mechayev of, or at least not this hagdara of chefta shel nezek or maisa hezek. So do midiregel nishma l'shein, right? That what again? That you can have, you know, chefta shel nezek maisa hezek without obliteration, or that isn't what we're going for. We're going for hefsed, you know, chosa shmir that creates hefsed, or a bank account that pays for hefsed, or siruf to the maisa hezek that makes you know enough ki'ilu you are involved in this hezek. Whatever the, you know, whichever one of those, okay. But dumya deregel is great now. It's amazing. Okay, go ahead. We just don't know what it is, which of it is, but this you just have to be thinking about how to read the Gemara, basically. Yeah.
Could we say that if the Hanah is really like a new Mechayev in this case of Shein, that maybe we'll be more restrictive about the cases of Hanah that register for the Mechayev, and therefore Mechayev Karna is like the most classical case of Hanah because the animal's like finishing its meal, so to speak.
But is Mechalia Karna referred to him finishing his meal?
Well, it doesn't work with Rashi.
What?
It doesn't work with
right.
Rashi.
Right.
But
okay.
If you take like Pashat Shat, like right. Mechalia Karna means just obliterating the entire chatzah.
But I'm saying is the Pashtus not that refers to what's left, not whether he's satisfied, right?
Well, you would say he's satisfied even in the low Mechalia Karna case too.
Yeah.
But that's not a classical case of Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
So we're saying that
meaning like
Achila more restrictive about what it takes to reach that standard of a Mechayev of Hanah. It's weird.
But it doesn't work for Hanah as a Metzare, for Hanah as a Mechayev. It would only be Hanah as like a, again, a Shir and a certain kind of Tzura. Isn't that true? I mean, your Nana, even when you're, you know, like the animal doesn't want to eat achila gasa either, you know. Or you know, he is nene, what he eats. It's mitzaref what he did to himself. It's not like we say, oh, nope, the thing got eaten, like a New York Times, you know, headline, you know, with the, you know, the third person passive or whatever, you know. The food, it got eaten. Not somebody ate it. I mean, it's Nana. He's Nana, so he ate it.
But maybe to view it as a Maisa Hezek al Yedei Hanah, you would need a higher standard.
I'm just saying, I don't see why Mechalia Karna should be a Shir in the Hanah. Unless you're going for like a classic paradigm of Achila, and you think that Achila implies Mechalia Karna.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm not sure why. So if that's it, then perhaps you're right. I'm using Hana, the factor of Hana, more as, you know, either a mechayev in its own right, you know, something that gives stature to what was done in the same way that you say mishtarshi, etc. Except that here you're mishali mashi hizik, not mashi nana. If you're nana, then you're mishali mashi hizik. Or more likely, even a kind of, as I say, a kind of mitzare. If it didn't, like, oh, this way, you know what happens, you know, when animals go in Rosh Hasharabim, or, I mean, when animals will, you know, animals will be animals, so, you know, it got eaten. Like the how it got eaten, like it wasn't. There's nothing bizarre about it. There's no, you know, hezek. You know, it's you know, the animal, the food was there, and it got, you know, consumed. It was consumed. You know, Bessie didn't consume it. I mean, or maybe did, but no, Bessie's, you know, licking his, you know, chops or whatever. So I don't see that has to have a tzura of achila per se. So I don't really see that. But anyway, do me direct. What? Yeah, sure.
So why, if we're saying that this whole question of the Chai Karna is about the Chai Shal Nezek, so why is that a particular Havamina and
Shein? Oh, well, we'll see. But, you know, it's, and remember, it's Vishilach Ubir.
But you would think that Ubir is reflecting something about the case.
So yeah, I think a beer means it's a maisa hezek. You're being the animal's being mazik.
But every case of nezek, I mean, you have to say that there's a
kavanasa lahazik for Karen is no. What I'm trying to say is that, for example, at this point, what you would say is regel is mafsid, but Shane is mazik. And Karen is mazik. Karen is mazik because kavanos ala mazik. It's a little mazik, you know, this animal, right? And Shane, ubier, I'm just saying, even in the psukim, ubier, I mean, again, it means consume, but, you know, that's mazik. If you require mechal yikarn, you know. And regel is mafsid. And maybe it's a mafsid that you should have, you know, prevented, you know, but it's not mazik. So there's no tsura of mazik. And maybe to make Shane a tsura of a mazik, as opposed to, you know, just, you know, food time, you know, it has to be mechal yikarn. You need a chepzah shel nezek. And it's defined this way. Again, I'm not sure if it isn't true, even the maskana on some level. We'll see. Okay. So do me the regal. So do me the regal, I say, looms large now. What? Yeah. Okay. I just want to go. Yeah, go quick.
We just seem to be assuming the analysis that once we end up saying, even though Mechal Yikarn had Dumi Derego, that no matter what, it's still going to be shame. Is it possible to say?
And it's still going to be?
Shame. Maybe the Gemara is saying that.
Well, it is going to be shame. I mean, there's still shame in Rego. What's that?
Maybe it's Rego.
What's Rego?
Shame to Mechal Yikarn. I mean, it's saying that if you.
No, we're saying.
The animal used its tooth. So you're still going to be chayav because it's like.
No, we're saying.
No, the pashtas, like what we're saying. Once we're.
I mean, it says dumi deregel. It doesn't say meets me din regel.
Then it says Afshain.
Of course, it needs to be
Bishain. Afshain, Loshna
Mechalikarna. No, of course, it needs to be Bishain, and you'll be Chayiv.
Yeah.
Even when it's Lo Mechalikarna, but it's still regular. We're very close to saying that anyway.
Not really. I'm just saying the best way to say Dumya, I would say, is the chain for regular one. Again, either it's a Gili Milsa.
Right.
It's kind of a Limud.
Right.
In which case, you could still say, but Shane fundamentally. Is different than regel, which I think you could still maintain, according to some, or we're saying dumi de regel, meaning they're one pasuk. So instead of accentuating what's singular about shein, namely, you know, mazik, what we're going to accentuate instead is the regulus part. This is regel because it's regel, and that's regel because it's called eating.
Why that's so far from saying finding shein?
It isn't. We're saying that's what shein is now. We're saying, if we had read the... Again, the Gemara is revealing, you know, what would have been in a different world. If the world, you know, had established, if the Rabbanu Shalom had established that the Pasuk, that both Psukim, right, are referring to Shane, right, then we would have thought that there's a different, that, you know, that it's come to be Marbe, you know, you need to be Marbe Mechal Yikarn, and Shalom Mechal Yikarn. But the Pashtus... Is that once it says Domi de Regel, as we're saying, Shane is both, and Regel is our. Yeah, okay, let's continue. Ma Regel? We did that. Av Shane Lo Shalom Bechavim Yerukat. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. Omar Mar. Go. Yeah. Okay, so what do you make of this one? Shalach shluchei and mimeila. Okay, that is as difficult to explain as much easier, right? As it, but it's interesting. I mean, what is it? What's exciting about it? It's much easier to explain, for sure. We're only going to be chayv for regel if it's shalach shluchei. What does shalach shluchei mean?
You sent it.
Yeah. So what does that accentuate, and what question does it leave us with?
Accentuates your
bailus
over your responsibility.
Not your bailus, but your tziruf to the maisa hezek. Right? I mean, you're a bailiff, whether it's, you know, the animal belongs to you. Go to the, you know, the county clerk. You want to see who owns, this animal. You know, it doesn't matter what you know, whether the animal is, doing mimela or he's doing shalach shluchei. He belongs to you the same way, right? Your choser shmira, you know, is dafka b'mimela, probably. Shalach Shluche is not Choser Shmira. Right? So Bailus is the same. Choser Shmira is the same. That's what I'm saying. These discussions give us an opportunity to isolate some of these factors. We still don't know, you know, what's Lamaskana, right? But at least our consciousness is being, you know, erased that there are different components here, right? So what a bank account, my bank account, whatever I own is, you know, shares my bank account. No difference between Shalach Shluche and Mimela, right? That's a Bailus thing also, correct? But what this does connect is maybe the Mechayev is, right, being Mitzuraf, the Bailim being Mitzuraf to the Maisa Hezek. So it's not the Choser Shmira that's the Maisa Hezek. The Maisa Hezek of the animals, the Maisa Hezek, right, when it is connected back to the Bailim. In some respects, maybe, you know, maybe the opposite of the Hanah factor in Shane, if it wasn't just about Regilus, but it was about, you know, making it more the rogue animal. This is less the rogue animal, right, and more the Bailam's Maisa Hezek. Now the question is, you know, that's totally, totally wrong, right? Because we're never, ever thinking that the Maisa Hezek belongs to the Bailam's Mitzurim to the Bailam. We're either saying that his Choser Shmira is the Hezek, right? Or that he's the Bailim and therefore he has to pay even though there's no Choser Shmira, right? There's no Tziruf to the Maisa Hezek. The animal did that, you know, but his bank account works unless it's a Pteranus, right? That we still don't know because in the end of the day, what are we saying? Fine, even in the Mela, you know, with the animal's actions, you know, that he didn't prevent, that he could have prevented, are attributable to him. Right? We just don't know the maskana. But it's a great moment, right, in the discussion. Okay? And it gets rehabilitated in a minute. Go ahead. Yeah. So again, but it could have been in Shane. I mean, the Shane really you don't. Right. I mean, the truth is the Shane is not subject to Shalach Shluche, I guess. Maybe because, again, the whole point is that, you know, it's an act of Hanah for the animal. So it's never considered. You know, he's you know eating and you know licking his lips, you know from the terrific steak that you know that he just you know picked out of somebody's knapsack and you know in Rishus HaMazik or whatever it was, and you know the Bailam did that, they're mitzuref to that, you know, so okay, it's hard to think of Shane, the Gemara thought, in terms of Shalach Shluche. But again, so therefore, since it's one pasuk, it's a limud, or therefore it's one pasuk, we shouldn't be accentuating the differences, we should be bridging them and accentuating the common denominator. Namely, in contrast, let's say, to Karen, you know, it's both of them are, you know, derech haragil, right? Go ahead. B'licht of Rachmana. Oh, well, this is a terrific line. I shouldn't have said that. I should have asked you. But I get a little, you know, overexcited. Yeah. What do I mean? Why? Lichtav Rachmana, one word. Right? Mashma regel, mashma shein. Linguistically. In other words, capitalize on the linguistic ambiguity to say that it means both. We could save more ink, more dyo. Who knows what we could do with that, right? But that isn't the point, really, right? It's not a Baltashkas issue, presumably. What is it? It's a power. I mean, I think it's a power. Is it impossible to say one word, you know, has two meanings and they're two mechayvim? Not impossible, but you know, one word's even better than one pasuk, right? Go ahead. Right? Says the Gemara. Oh. Okay. So this is just such a fertile, you know, Shakavataria, right? The Gemara is saying, listen, you can't get them both. It's true that it could mean both, but you're not going to, you know, assume that it means both. It should be O, O, because each one has something, you know, that commends it. Now, again, you can still read these lines. I wish it were more definitive. I know that this is what's going on in the discussion. I just can't tell you 100%, you know, how specifically they're coming down, you know, how extreme it is, right? But, I mean, the best way to read the Gemara here is there are two different mechaivim here, you know, and you got to pick one or the other. The other way to read the Gemara is, no, you know, these are, you know, it's one mechaiv, but what allows you to qualify for that mechaiv, you know, might be one and not the other. All I'm saying is that the more you think, right, that we're dealing with, you know, just different criteria that constitute, you know, the Eitzar HaShaveh, you know, Mazik. Right? I don't really see why, you know, you have to choose between Matsui and Hana. Like what Isaac was saying, quoting the Rambam before, which is, you know, they both are, you know, Hepsed, not Hezek. There's nothing untoward, there's nothing disturbing, there's nothing Nezek-oriented about these actions. You know, an animal walks, and then he clumps on things, and an animal eats, and therefore things get consumed. You know, why can't it be both? But if we really think that one, you know, is that there's a Mechayev of Shein, there's a Mechayev of Regel, so then the idea of, you know, one Pasuk teaching us two Mechayevim is a little bit, you know, a little peculiar. Hard to know which way to go, which one's more of a reason to be Chayev. You know, but okay, go ahead. So then the Gemara says no, because they, and again, it's like, are they talking at each other or to each other? Right. First they say Ilav Kra, you know, to be Mar both. Then they say no, you got to pick one or the other. Then they say no, Mechti Shkulaneim Yavoshneim Deheminayu Mafki. Right. So again, this could be like this meta, you know, debate about, you know, limudim. Yeah, two mechayvim can share the same pasuk, you know, if the ambiguity, you know, works for both of them. Or, in the opposite direction, right? You know, you can, you know, if there are two equal criteria to qualify for a common, you know, Mechayev, you know, so why do you have to pick and choose? Right? I'm not sure which. Obviously, what I prefer to think is that the more that the default is that there's no reason not to put these together, the more we think that basically it's a Tzad HaShaveh, you know, that, you know, the entry of which can be this way or that way because both of them are very reasonable, you know, both of them are characteristic of a certain kind of situation. They're not bizarre. You know, they're not... They're, you know... you're an owner and you're responsible for the normal things that your animal does. Right? It's not a rogue animal thing. You know, and it's not a... Right? So then, why not? Why not both? Mechti shkulim, maybe yavo shneim, because, you know, it's not the ambiguity to different things. It's the ambiguity to you know, methods of doing the same thing. Go ahead. Oh, so here, we'll have to pay attention to the language of the Rishon. What does Rashi say? Well, before we get to Rashi, what do you think of this? This is intriguing. But Pashtus, what the Gemara is saying is, that we would have thought that both of them, that Inoch and Ami, they go together, but only in a case of Shalach Shluche. And that's funny because the Gemara seemed to say before that we don't consider the distinction of Shalach Shluche because of Domi Deregel. Right? So it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is if they had been together we would have considered both. We would have considered shalach shluchei, even regarding, it's almost like the opposite of what Josh was saying before. We would consider the opposite for meaning. Regel would have been. I'm sorry. Shane would have been pulled in. You know, with regel for shalach shluchei. Right. Kamash Malan, that they're a little separate, you know, and therefore we're going to say Dumya.
Wow.
Again, could you learn all these things still as Giluyim and Limudim? Maybe. It sounds to me like it's very strange to say it that way. It sounds to me what really is going on here is, what they're saying is, you know, if we learn it out from one pasuk, so maybe. Maybe the regal part, right, which makes, I guess, is very attractive to be thinking of as your mitzuref to, you know, the regular matsui conduct of your animal, right? So it's a din in tziruf to the maisa, of the bailim to the maisa hezek, so it's only shalach shluchei. But who adin and shein, it'll only be shalach shluchei when somehow, you know, you are connected to this action. You can't say, you know, that the hana of shein, you know, and the shalach shluchei of regel are one b'chayiv. They just work in opposite ways. Like one is emphasizing, you know, the maisa hezek of the behema, and the other is emphasizing the tziruf, you know, to the action that caused the hefsed for the bailim. But you could say mide regel nishma, you know, l'shein, that, you know, these kind of, you know, niske mamons are only going to apply when they're mitzuraf to the maisa of the bailim, right? Now, look at Rashi just for a second. See, Rashi struggled with this. You already have it?
Yeah.
One second.
Yeah.
I mean, to both. Correct? Yeah. What's the Kamash Malan? Wow. So that's strange. I mean, once Kamash Malan Ubier, right? The Kimin Nafkalan Shane de Mimela, because Ubier doesn't sound like he was sent. So that is Asyarega Vialfamine. But if it had been one, then we would have said Shane and Regel, you know, both require, you know, a tziruf in the hezek to the bailim. Okay. We'll see if there are other when we get when we do some of the Rishonim al Atar. Okay, but the point is that we've identified a whole discussion in the Gemara about the relationship of Shein and Regel. Okay. Maybe totally innocuous and limudim and whatever. More likely, where the Gemara itself is really discussing two mechayvim. One mechayev, in one case, emphasizing the maisa hezek, the cheptishal nezek of the behema, mechal yakarna, and in the other case, focusing on the tziruf, right, to the bailim itself. Either way, choser shmira, bank account bailus, those things have absolutely nothing to do with the shalach shluchei or mechal yakarna. That in itself is important to know. You could say maskana, everything is in tzad shabda, you know, and we get, you know, tons and tons of lahagdil Torah lahadim. But that's not so clear. Okay, let's continue. Told in Shane.
Told in Shane, Mahi.
Okay, these again, these same phrases, right? Haninami.
Ella told the shame for shame. Chikamar of Papa, I told the regular. Told the regular, my heat. Hezinka, the goofa, there's the Mukha, the Sara, there's the Mukha. Mishlif Shala, the Purbiash of Pia, the Duke Shah, the Tamara. Myshna regal, the Hezinka, Matui Monkosh Miratana Lefa. And Nami Hezinka, Matui Monkosh Miratana Lefa. Ella told the regular, correct. Chikamar of Papa, I told the board.
Okay, the board we're going to skip for the moment. We're going to get back to, we already know what we're looking for in Bor, but we're going to flesh out Bor and Eish and Adam, but first I just want to, since we're zeroing in at the moment on the shores, right, Karen, and now especially Shane Varegal and their relationship, so let's finish the Gemaras about the shores, first. Okay, so let's skip to, just for a minute, let us go to Hamava Vahever. Okay, on Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, we know this machlokas already, and we know that there are stakes to this machlokas, seemingly. Again, the innocuous way to read the Gemara is just, what does it mean in the Mishnah? As I already noted, if that's all that's at stake, then not very significant, because anyways, there's a Mishnah on Chabav Amud Aleph that tells us that Odam Muad Liolam, and there's something called Odam Amazin. But conceptually, the idea that Maveh could be in the first Mishnah, meaning integrated with Niske Mamon, not separate, and unto itself, never mind like the Rambam, integrated into Hilchas Chovel, with a double hefsek of Geneva Ugezela, that is not obvious. It's the question of where we put it and what we associate it with, and then maybe there's an Isser for Adam Amazik, and there's no Isser for Niske Mamo, right? Maybe that's the Pshat and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shultos. At least one of the Shultos, maybe even both of the Shultos, right? And so on. So, obviously, the question of Mechaivim, even more so. Right? The more we think that Adam Amazik, belongs with Chovel and away from Niske Mamon, for example, again, part of the story of Niske Mamon doesn't apply to Adam Amazik at all. It's not a bank account thing, obviously. Right? Adam Amazik is a much easier sell, which is why it's easy to understand, why it might be Asur, because the guy who's paying is the guy who did the Maisa Hezek. Right, which is not true in any other case of Niske Mamon, unless that's the Chiddush HaTorah. And even then, it sees Mitzuraf to it. Okay, so Kosa Shmira is the Hezek. Right? In Adam HaMazik, he did it. The only question in Adam HaMazik is, are there limitations? What about Onas Gavur? And what constitutes Onas Gavur? And that we'll get to, that's a big debate among the Rishonim, that's a sugya. Later on in Chavav and Chavzayin and Bab Metzia, we will talk about that again extensively at some point. But if you want to think that Maveh, that Adam Amazik, and that it's in the Mishnah, right? So then you have to start, thinking again a little bit differently. And that is that, like, what does it have in common with the Niske Mamon? So if it's no, the Mishnah is just very wide ranging, Bor has nothing to do with Shor, and Adam has nothing to do with either of them, and Eish has nothing to do, the big outline, you'd have Shor, right, Eish, Bor, and Adam. Right, if you take Rav's view of the Mishnah, so one way to look at it is you have the Mishnah, really, really is about Mechaivim. Notwithstanding the Tzad HaShava. Tzad HaShava is marba some cases and so on. It helps you for hybrids. And even that's going to be affected. Right? What you really have is these four totally different, paradigms. Or, if you still want to maintain, with Mava being Adam, that the Tzad HaShava is the key, and that the Lore is some Lahag Dol Torah Lahadira or something, like it, so then you have to say either that the cases of Niske Mamon are also connected to the Mechayev of Hezek, either Chos HaShmira or Tziruf of the Maisa Behema, the Behema's Maisa's Mitzuruf to you, just like an Adam, or that Adam, right, the Mechayev isn't the Maisa Hezek, it's the lack of Shmiras Atzmo, just like it is in this Kemamo. Right? So, there is, you know, grounds for that, especially if you want to limit, let me say this way, again, we're going to discuss all this, it's not no secrets here. If you want to limit the tour of Anus and Adam HaMazik, right, a way to do that, I'm sorry, if you want to limit the chiyuv of Anus and Adam HaMazik, if you want to allow for there being some sort of Ptur Anus and Adam HaMazik, there are two ways to do that, but one way to do that is to shift the focus in Adam HaMazik on Shmiras Atma. But the problem is, he didn't, rein himself in. And then in situations where it can't be expected that he would rein himself in, R-E-I-N, right? Then, in that case, it'll be Potter. As opposed to saying, the Mechayev is the Maisa, hey, he did the Maisa Hezek. He broke the guy's vase. He burnt the guy's, barn, or if it's Eshom Shubchitza, whatever. So what do you mean? He didn't guard himself. He did the Hezek. That, is a reality which seemingly should be Mechayev you, even in cases where there's a very serious onus, unless other factors are at work, where the onus undercuts the definition of shame hezek or maisa hezek or chepta shom hezek, right? Where the onus, it's kibanda lo avid or qualifies the action itself as not being a nezek or a hezek. Okay, so there's a lot at stake whether mave, in my opinion, is an omission or not, but what that stake is, is open to question. Two opposite views, right? The Mishnah is all about Mechayvim that are totally different, or there's a common denominator. We look at the others through the lens of Mave, or we look at Mave through the lens of the others. Okay? Those are things to think about. Let's continue. Rabba Mar Mave Zah Adam. Go ahead. Excellent. Yeah. By Mashma. Matmaroi, yeah. Yeah. So far, the first, salvo in this Gemara is that the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas about, parshanut. Right? Which is a more compelling parshanut. Okay? That's not going to help us very much. Right? Although, again, in the end of the day, it still dictates what's in the Mishnah. I mean, that just reveals what's in the Mishnah. We still have to live with the Mishnah. What kind of list is the Mishnah? Etc. Everything we just said. What kind of relationships are we talking about? Okay. Fine. Keep going. Bechti. Meaning, it's a toss-up, right? So it isn't about the psukim. So what's it really about? Okay. Okay, so before we even get to that, we already talked about the Tosis. Right, this is a very fascinating Gemara, where the Gemara Dehava Mida that Kavanas Lahazik, right, and Hana Lahazeko are Kulas, not Kulas. Right, and the way Tosis understands it is that they are Kulas because they increase, right, the required level of Shmira, which maybe you could argue decreases the level of pshia, and the mechayiv is pshia. Okay, just an interesting formulation, an interesting idea. And then the Gemara is going to turn around because it's not about shmira and kosher shmira, or because you could apply the same logic, you know, in the opposite direction. Right? You could say, well, you know, you need more shmira, and therefore ignoring your obligation, your harder obligation, the threshold is higher, but also the anticipation, and therefore the ignoring of it is more egregious. So it's all still about shmira. You know, Rashi number one on Tesamid Bits. Right? Or no. The change of heart is exactly because we're not necessarily sold to that. But of course, even in the Havamina, it could have been understood very differently. And that is, again, these are, whether they're kulas or kumbras, doesn't have to be played out only in terms of the question of pshia and shmira and level of shmira and so on, but the factors themselves. Right? Kabnosa lahazik, you know, lahalacha is a chumra. And that makes sense, shmira aside, from the perspective of if a factor is mazik. If there's a difference between hefsed and hezek, and that you're chayiv for hezek, not for hefsed, hezek behemtecha, not hefsed behemtecha, right? Then, you know, you might very well understand, you know, that kavanas alahazik is about a mazik, right? Either being machzik improper, not being machzik properly a mazik, or about being responsible for the hezek that your animal does, right? And what was a havamina from that point of view? The other way, it's too rogue, right? The animals, it's mazik, and that's a reason to be mechayev you more. But it's also not your mazik. It's kavanos al hazik. He's crazy, or this is his nature. He's a tiger. He's a wolf, or he's just a very unhappy, you know, sheep who's constantly, you know, expressing his angst and, you know, probably had a terrible childhood, sheep childhood, and the whatever it is, he's gone rogue. So whether it's, you know, maybe he's too independent, right? That, you know, a little bit of, you know, eved v'yama, in a way. So it's not mitzuruf to you. And by the way, that fits in with another factor, at least on the chatzi nezek side, not on the nezek shalim side, namely, David. What's a salient fact? We haven't talked about it yet, but we have to. I mean, it came up once in the language of the Gemara. Noah? No, not so much Shmira Bula Pusa. We'll get to that also. Okay, Gershon David?
What are you talking about?
In Chatzi Nezek, Karen.
Yeah.
Something that reflects, you know, the rogueness, and therefore, like, he did it. I didn't do it.
No,
not that so much. Because that again, that we did talk about. Natalia? What factor, what, like, very, very, like, you know, hitting you over the head factor that we've, you know, barely mentioned so far? Migufo. Right? Why it is that, you know, Karen Tom, you pay only Migufo, not Mino Aliyah. Right? There could be other reasons. It's a kind of a shibud or a limit, especially if it's a knas or whatever. Right? You know, stamakula, it's a place to draw the line. But a way to look at it also is that, you know, your bank account, you know, really doesn't cover, you know, the Karen Tom's rogue behavior. Right? But that doesn't mean you should walk out free either. Let Bessie pay for Bessie's misdeeds. Right? Okay. Again, it's connected very much to, I'm just trying to give you the bigger picture here. Very much connected to a very important discussion. Moshe? Another important discussion. What? I'm saying this question, whether or not, you know, Mishalim Migufo is like, you know, Bessie, you know, paying for himself, or, you know, or just, you know, a qualification in your level of support and bank account. David? Correct. Otherwise known as? I mean, what are the words?
I don't remember the words exactly, but machlokas is whether the shnizak achieves bialos over the behema.
You really don't know the words.
I can check.
Like, they're so memorable. Okay, no, but you're 100% right. I'm giving you total credit for the answer.
Well, I'm not sure. It's just that.
What?
I forgot
to get Yuchlad Ashor, Yushem Ashor. Right? No, they're just like, you know, Yuchlad and Yushem. Yeah. No, but 100% what you're saying. Again, there are different ways to understand the scope of all these things, but all I'm trying to show is the Gemara here has a Habamina. The Habamina is that Kavanasa Lahazik is a Kula, and the Matskana is that it's a Chumra, basically. The Habamina is that Hanaso, Yesh Hanal Azeko is a Kula, and the Matskana is it's a Chumra. Right? Tosis understands it in terms of Choser Shmira, at least one half of it. But I'm just pointing out, there are other, especially if we're talking about different Bechaivim, and Tosis is putting them together. Now again, it's also interesting, so let's get back, and we're going to stop here, but we have a little bit more just to get to Dalet Omid Aleph, right, just on this part of the Shakamataria. Let's remember what we're talking about. Rav is saying, Shor v'kol mili d'shor. Right, and Shmuel says, Hatani le shor. Tana shor l'karno, right, umave l'sheno. So, this gufa is an interesting part of our discussion, what we talked about before. Right, according to Rav, all the shores are together. That's because, again, you know, the Mishnah is about Mechaivim, as different as the Shoin V'Regel are, you know, they're closer than, they're not as radically different from each other as they are from Eish and Bor and Adam, and there's still a common denominator between them. Or, you know, the whole Mishnah is about the kitchen sink, you know, we just want to mention all everything, so we're using short form. I don't like that idea, but it would be dishonest to say that as impossible. More likely, Rav thinks it's viable to integrate Karen, right, and Shane and Rego. But Shmuel is equally fascinating. Again, that's how the Rav paskins, that short means all three. But Shmuel is equally fascinating because, at least initially, Shmuel is saying Tana Shor Lekarno and Mava Lashino. Right, and then the Gemara is going to ask in a minute what happened to Regel. Yeah.
Yeah, just
looking
around, he makes it more interesting. But the Rambam, because he thinks the character of the Mishnah is like Shmuel, which would be that Shor is only Lekarno. And you have to say, like, what's in the Rishon say about it? Short here, is that really short?
Yeah, no, Pirshim Shnai is, but he says no. That's what's so fascinating about the Rambam. That's true.
It might be just the Gemara here that says with Brisa, which the Rambam quotes in Rabban Shlosha was never the shore.
Yeah.
So that Brisa is even according to Shmuel.
Yeah.
So then that's talking about the shore.
Maybe he has to hold that way because he doesn't hold like Rab because he doesn't think the Mav is odd.
Then it's even more interesting because if you explain the Mishnah, that shore and the Mishnah is only one, the shore of the Pasa is all three, then you end up
Right. So we'll get to that. But basically, you have two different mechayvim according to Shmuel. Best way to say it, right? You have Karen, and you have Shane. Right? What's Regel? Oh, you have to stop. But let me just read the line just quickly. So, go ahead. We'll talk about Eved V'Amo still. Okay. Regel Mai, I'm skipping a little bit, just to Dalet Omid Aleph. Shire. We left out Regel? What's the answer? Kishihizik Kavamazik Lahosuye Regel. What does that mean? Yeah. So, but when you think about, again, in terms of the way we're trying to read the Gemara, meaning Karen is distinctive, it's a Mechayev. Shane is distinctive. What's Regel? Generic. There's a lot going for that idea. Correct? Okay, that's the most Regel, for sure. Okay, Vilitanya Behedja. Oh, so that's another possibility. Right? Shor l'raglo, mava l'sheino. That's pretty far from saying that, you know, they're one word. Right? And one mechayev. Go ahead. Haki kamar. This is a rehabilitation, right, of the discussion of daf earlier on Gimel Amud Aleph. You know, if you only have one pasuk, would you know them both, or would you dafka have to choose? Right? Go ahead. The Karen Mai. Wow. So Karen ends up being the generic. Why? Because Kavanos al Hazik is the ultimate mazik. Just like the Rambam, in a way, presents Karen as the default in Perek Aleph. Okay. L'tanya behedya. Right, so that makes it more generic, or just so unusual that it's just so off the charts, it's not even in the Mishnah. Right? Okay, we're going to stop here. We will zero in on the details of Shane and Regel on Thursday, the Mar Makobos that I gave you. Starting with, you know, again, the Mechalik Karna, the order, etc., the Sefer Mitzvos. We'll spend a few days on that, and then, you know, we'll keep adding.